It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is up? Thanks for checking us out. It's the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by Daily Joust. I'm your host, Dan Bach. I go by DB730 in the world of daily fantasy. And if you are like me, if you like to put these teams together night to night, if you like to put a little money in the line, then you've come to the right place. Because this podcast, what do? We talk about what's going on in the industry. We talk to all the big winners from the weekend and, of course, all the site owners out there. And lastly, we give you the lowdown of the games coming up each and every night. So we thank you, as always, for checking us out here on Roto Grinders. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk NBA. We're also just going to go a little bit into college basketball. Not a whole lot of games there, but a couple of the teams that are playing. I think there are some pretty good value plays out there. So we'll go over a little bit of college hoops as well. Not a whole lot of new industry news yet to kind of talk about. Nothing really came out over the weekend that I can think of that I think is worth bringing up. But just remember, tons of places to play out there in the world of daily fantasy. And of course, the sports going on right now, you got everything from NBA to NHL to college basketball to PGA Tour to NASCAR. And that's something, you know, we will have to hit up on NASCAR. And am I a big NASCAR guy? Not really, but you can play it over there on Fantasy Sports Live. Draft Zone also has some daily fantasy NASCAR. And my thinking is this, even if you're not like a big fan of the sport itself or you can't tolerate it, if you put a few bucks on it, it might make it semi-watchable. And especially when you have the Daytona 500 coming up this weekend, obviously that's the biggest event that they have of the year. And usually a pretty entertaining race. And if you watched the Bud Shootout, which is kind of their, you know, all-star exhibition race that, you know, they got a lot of money riding on it, that took place this past week, and it was actually really exciting. I think Kyle Busch took that down. So we'll go over some NASCAR a little later in the week, and if you don't like it, the very simple thing, like I always tell people, you don't have to listen. You can just fast forward till we get on to something else. So we'll hit up on that a few days down the road. But right now, lots of NBA action, so let's start there.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing.
Okay, interesting day today. Got about 11 games on the schedule, and the first one, believe it or not, starts at 4 o'clock. I don't know if this is a President's Day special or whatever, but it's the Hawks and the Bulls. And it's so funny how, like, the older you get, you just, you know, your viewpoints on, like, holidays totally change. Because when you're a kid, you're like, yeah, day off of school. And then when you're a parent, you're like, oh, yikes, it's another holiday. Why can't they go back into school already? Because normally Mondays is, you know, a day where I can get lots of stuff done, do my podcast, work on some stuff for Roto Grinders. But today, yeah, it's going to be a busy one. I got a 2-year-old to watch, a podcast to do, and, oh yeah, a wife's birthday to worry about as well. I'd wish her happy birthday if she'd actually listen to this podcast, but since she doesn't, you know, well, I'll wish her one anyway. Happy birthday. So let's move on, though. Get to the games today. Hawks-Bulls, 4 o'clock Eastern start over there on ESPN. So if you're off work early or don't work, you got something to pay attention to. Tough call here on Derrick Rose. It's probably best to stay away from him, even though I think there's a chance he could play. I just don't know why you would. You're 2 games away from the All-Star break. Give him these last 2 games off and then roll him out after the All-Star game. That's my feeling on it, but I have a hunch that you're going to see Derrick Rose play today. Joakim Noah had been a smart play, got shut out against the Nets, but has been averaging 17 and 12 before that in Derrick Rose's absence, so I still think he's a solid play against Atlanta tonight. As for the Hawks, they're not very good against the better teams, only 5 and 11 versus teams with winning records, and you know, they've got some inconsistent performers. Joe Johnson's one of those, and he has not been very good against the Bulls, so I'd kind of steer away from him today, only averaging about 13 points a game against the Bulls this season. Josh Smith, on the other hand, he's just red hot. His numbers have been monstrous lately. 41 fantasy points per game in the last 7 games, so don't ignore him when putting your teams together. Moving on, Nets and Knicks. Lots of stuff going on here, so let's roll with it. Brooke Lopez, he returned yesterday. Didn't really put up huge numbers, but was such a deal over there on a couple sites like Daily Joust and Profanity Sports. Will he play back-to-back games? I'm not so sure. I thought I read somewhere that they're actually going to sit him out here until after the All-Star break, or he'll sit this one out, play the next game, and then start playing consecutive games after the All-Star game. So keep your eye on him, whether or not he's going to be in that lineup. If he is out, I really like Sheldon Williams, who's picked up his play quite a bit down there in the post in his absence. So he could be an option with no Brooke Lopez out there. Darren Williams, 5 straight games, over 25 points per game. Jordan Farmar looks like he's going to be out for a while. That's good news for Marshawn Brooks and Anthony Morrow. Both those guys get a bump. It's just a question from night to night who's going to put up the better numbers. As for the Knicks, could this be the return of Carmelo Anthony? Good chance of that, people are saying. Definitely not worth a gamble because you don't know what his role is going to be, how many minutes he's going to play. So I steer clear of Carmelo Anthony tonight. As for Jeremy Lin, another terrific game versus Dallas. You have to think his scoring is going to go down a little bit versus with Carmelo coming back. And I don't know if his assists will go up all that much, but nonetheless, it's all about value with Jeremy Lin. On certain sites, he's a ridiculous value. And, you know, the guys at Draft Day, they've got a great product out there, but do me a favor and update your pricing. 8.7K for Jeremy Lin is just atrocious. I mean, it's ridiculous that this guy is priced that low. I mean, when you look at his people who are priced near him, you have Mo Williams, Jason Terry, Jamal Crawford, Andre Miller, all guys who are priced higher than Jeremy Lin. How does that make any sense whatsoever? And the guy's legit. So update your pricing because it just takes a roster spot away because 99% of the people who play over there are taking him. And to me, that loses a lot of the fun when you know everybody's going to have the same player. You know, a site that I've picked on in the past, FanDuel, they've actually, you know, kind of sped the process up with him. I think at last look, he was at about 7.4K. And, you know, still probably a value there, but is not nearly as much of a no-brainer as you have on draft day right now. So hopefully those guys can rectify that issue because, to me, there's no excuse for him to stay at that level when clearly he's a starter, clearly he's going to play tons of minutes. He's not a fluke. That is for certain. As for the rest of the Knicks, there's a few situations to look at. Maybe Amari Stoudemire tonight. He has not been very good since Jeremy Lin's come back. He actually really hasn't been all that good this year, period, in terms of how much talent he has. But a guy like Ersan Ilyasova, who, don't get me wrong, has been red hot lately. He had like 6 rebounds the other day against this New Jersey Nets team. So there's probably a good chance that he's going to improve on the glass a little bit. And don't go and jump on this J.R. Smith bandwagon. The guy is a chucker. Don't bother with him. I think, you know, the 16 points he put up yesterday was nice, but he is such a streaky shooter. He is like the total opposite type of player you want to take in daily fantasy. So don't bother with him. And it kind of hurts Iman Shumpert's value a little bit as well with him coming to the Knicks. Celtics and Mavericks, 8 p.m. TNT. And Dirk is, you know, had a great game at Madison Square Garden, but the back end of a back-to-back could be a little bit risky with him. But here's some interesting numbers. Believe it or not, he's got a 27.5 point per game average against the Celtics, the highest versus any team in the league. So he usually loves playing against Boston, even though they have a fairly good defense most years. I usually like taking big men against Boston, but because they just don't rebound the ball that well. But you're talking about Brendan Haywood. Didn't have a bad game against the Knicks, but still kind of risky there. But if you wanted a guy who might not cost you a whole lot, he could go double figures on the glass tonight. For the Celtics, Paul Pierce, 27 points per game in the last 6 visits to Dallas. He's not playing well recently, but he's obviously a guy who can turn it on real quick, and I think he will. I think Paul Pierce is definitely a smart play tonight against the Mavericks. As for other guys over there on the Celtics, Chris Wilcox, Jermaine O'Neal. Decent cheap plays as long as Kevin Garnett and Brandon Bass remain out. Grizzlies and the Wizards. Memphis has won four straight, but haven't won in their last 10 games as they travel to Houston or in Houston. Rudy Gay has been consistent, 20 points per game on average during their win streak, and that's what you like to see is consistency. Easy to put a team together with guys like that because you know what you're going to get. I would ignore Kevin Martin tonight for the Rockets. Tony Allen, he can play defense when he wants to, and last time he wanted to, as he completely shut Kevin Martin down, so I do not risk going that route tonight. Kyle Lowry, on the other hand, had 24 and 6 assists in the last game between these two. And here's a little interesting note. Patrick Patterson got the surprise start instead of D'Alembert at center position. He didn't do much with the minutes, but he did play 27 of them, so he could be a guy who maybe does a little bit better here with increased playing time. Little surprise there. Magic and Bucks, this is like the third time they're playing in the last week and a half or so. And one thing is for certain, Dwight Howard is a smart play tonight. 18, 17, and 4 blocks on average this year against Milwaukee, coming off a 26 and 20 game on Friday versus them. Ryan Anderson also 16 and 8 on average versus the Bucks this season. Jason Richardson was a late scratch yesterday, so I would not risk him at all today. Ersan Ilyasova, this guy's just insane lately, coming off a 29 and 25 rebound game, over 30 fantasy points in three of his last four games. If he's a value out there, he's not going to be much longer. Drew Gooden, likely out once again, but I really wouldn't go that route against Dwight Howard anyway. Oklahoma City, they play host to the Hornets, and OKC, what an amazing fantasy game they put up yesterday. They had a 50-point scorer in Durant, a 40-point scorer in Westbrook, and a guy with a triple-double with Ibaka. All in one game. Absolute nutso. But Ibaka's been crazy good on defense. 10 blocks already in games three times this month. And if he puts it together offensively, this guy's just going to be a fantasy dynamo. And yesterday was one of those days. Hornets coming off a nice little win against the Knicks. Trevor Ariza had 25 points in that game. But after watching that, I took a few things. First off, Grievous Vasquez looks like he's still going to get a good number of minutes with Jarrett Jack back in the lineup. I know a lot of people were worried about that. I wouldn't be. I think he's going to continue to get the playing time. Gustavo Ayon, he also played a lot of crunch time minutes in that Knicks game, and he's gone for a double-double in back-to-back games and also had 13-9 the game before that. So almost three straight double-doubles for him, and he is definitely a good value on different sites. Chris Kaman, decent numbers as well with no Okafor in the lineup, and as far as I know, that's going to continue. So a couple of good-looking plays there. Thunder are usually pretty good at home. Could have some heavy legs after that overtime game yesterday. Moving on to the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Kevin Love averaged 29 and 17 last year against Denver. Probably worth paying for today if there was a guy. Ricky Rubio, on the other hand, you know, I've kind of been bashing his scoring here on the podcast, but 40 points in the last two games, another high-scoring game yesterday, and of course we all know about Nikola Pekovic averaging 21 and 11 over his last five games. A great play on a lot of sites, especially on FanDuel. As for the Nuggets, Aaron Aflalo had a real nice game yesterday, been solid without Danilo Gallinari in the lineup. Don't be afraid to use him, and don't be afraid to use Ty Lawson. He's actually not overly expensive because he hasn't been playing real well, but averaged 26 and 7 in the last three games against Minnesota last season, and didn't have all that bad game last night either. So just another guy to consider this evening. Moving on, we got the Wizards and the Suns. This could be a game where we see JaVale McGee feast on the low post defense of Phoenix. 28 fantasy points per game on average in the last seven games. Can't beat that. Steve Nash, on the other hand, averaged 18 and 14 in his career, 11 career meetings against Washington, and has been averaging 13 assists per game through the last nine, so he continues to get it done. Jared Dudley coming off a nice 25-point game, and you got to think the Suns are going to go to him more. They're 6-1 when he scores over 16 points. Could be kind of a fluky stat, but nonetheless, I'd ride it until it changes course. One guy I do like tonight is Martin Gortat. You know, people look at McGee and think he's a great defender because he gets a lot of blocks, but he's a better off-ball defender than he is on-ball defender, and I think Gortat will expose him in the pick-and-roll tonight, so I think he'll have a real nice game for Phoenix. Moving on, next game tonight, the Spurs and the Jazz. Spurs, what a game they had against the Clippers. That was just a fabulous regular season game. And they take on the Jazz. Ginobili looks like he's hurt again. I think this is going to benefit Gary Neal. He's been playing real well, hit some big shots in that game against the Clippers, and I like him as a possible sleeper tonight. Tiago Splitter, he's kind of like the backup big man for the Spurs. He's going to be out. I think that's more minutes for DeJuan Blair and Matt Bonner. Both pretty cheap kind of value play types. Tony Parker's borderline MVP this year. 22 point per game average in the last five against Utah, and been way above that in the last five this season. So this guy's been very aggressive taking the ball to the hole. As for Utah, you look up and down that lineup. Not a whole lot that interests you fantasy-wise. Al Jefferson and Millsap are obviously guys I'd consider, but besides that, this team does not really have a whole lot of depth. Chris Paul and the Clippers take on the Warriors, and Paul likes playing Golden State. Lots of players like playing Golden State, but Paul averaging 23 points per game on the road at Golden State, the highest in any visiting arena. I expect him to be big tonight after he had that big turnover in that game against the Spurs that cost him a win. Blake Griffin, 15, 14, 20. Those are his rebounds in the last three. Also averaging 25 and 12 in the last four against the Warriors. Pretty obvious play there. And Randy Foy doing well in Billups' absence, 28 points last game, but I still like Caron Butler better if I got to pick between those two, even though Butler may cost a little bit more. As for the Warriors, inconsistency at that guard play is tough to take anyone. I mean, Ellis and Curry, they can be great or they can be duds, so it's tough to take them day-to-day in daily fantasy. David Lee, on the other hand, pretty consistent and solid, and if you look kind of for the second-tier value plays, you look at Darrell Wright, Brandon Rush, Nate Robinson, they're all crapshoots. There's just no consistency whatsoever on this team. And Mark Jackson, you never know what kind of rotation he's going to go with. Last game of the night in the NBA, Lakers and Trailblazers. Kobe coming off a big game versus Phoenix, 38 and 58 fantasy points in the last two. Obviously, lots of minutes. Could we see him defer to his teammates tonight? Yeah, right. Kobe just will keep jacking shots. There's no question about that. He is excellent at doing that. As for the Blazers, you got to keep riding Nick Batum. Over 30 fantasy points in three of the last four games. And if you look at the track record of some guys on the Blazers in playing in L.A., it hasn't been good. Gerald Wallace, only 9 points per game in nine road games in L.A. And LaMarcus Aldridge, also with pretty pedestrian numbers playing in L.A. So I like Nick Batum to keep his hot play up as of late. So that's your schedule for tonight in the NBA. Best of luck as always in your games. Only got a couple of games going on in college hoops tonight, so let's take a look at what we've got on the schedule. Only three games of note, really, to talk about, but the interesting thing is these are actually some teams that I like some players on. So even though I usually don't play too heavy on Monday nights, I'll probably get in a few games. First off, Villanova, if you're looking for a good value play, you got to look to Tyrone Johnson of Villanova. They have been banged up in their backcourt, so Tyrone Johnson's getting plenty of play. If you look at his minutes played, 38 minutes, 48 minutes the last two games, and he is dirt cheap out there over on most sites. And remember, you can get your college basketball action in over there on FanDuel, Draft Street, and Daily Joust. So value play-wise, love Tyrone Johnson tonight, a no-brainer. As for who's going to put up a lot of points, who's going to fill up the stat sheet tonight, the number one rule in college basketball, if DePaul is playing, take some players on the opposing team because they just suck at defense. And today it's St. John's. And I'd take both D'Angelo Harrison and Mo Harkless. These are clearly their number one and two offensive options. And usually one of them has a great game, the other one has an okay game. I think today one of them will have a phenomenal game and the other one will have a good game. So I would take both of them tonight in these matchups. Absolute no-brainers. Last guy I'm going to give you tonight is over there at UConn, and his name is Ryan Boatwright. You got to look at his stats. Over the last few games, he's been very much getting it done. Didn't have a great game against Marquette, only went for 10-4. But before that, you're talking about fantasy games anywhere from the low end of 23, the high end of 33. So he's not the most expensive guy out there, but he should perform. And he's been scoring in double figures in four of the last five games. So that's just one of the guys you need to keep your eye on tonight. So that's just a quick rundown. Again, not a lot in the world of college basketball tonight, but that's going to happen. But check it out nonetheless if you want to try something new out there in Daily Fantasy. But right now, I need to say thank you to my good friends at Daily Joust before we wrap up the podcast. Great sponsor. Their solo survivor tournaments are going, and yesterday was a good day to play solos because, let's face it, you had monster outings all over the place. Hitting 225 was not going to be overly difficult. You could have probably taken, you know, three guys from Oklahoma City and nearly hit that with Durant, Westbrook, and Ibaka. But nonetheless, the Solo Survivor Tournament continues. And those solos are great because you just have to hit a mark. You hit 225 points in the NBA and you win. If you don't, you lose. So you don't have to worry about playing all the sharks out there. And it's the only site offering those. And, of course, Super Joust 2 happening in mid-April. Make sure you get your entries there. The best way to do that is play on the site. And playing in these tournaments are pretty much offering Super Joust qualifying tournaments every night of the week. I won one this weekend in college hoops. So my official Super Joust entry total is 1, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be in a top 40 badges, so let's put it at 2 right now. So 2 down, 3 to go over the next month and a half or so. So they're Daily Joust. We thank them. Great sponsor here of the podcast. But that's going to be it for us today. We thank you for checking us out, and please follow us on Twitter at RotoGrinders. That's where we give you all the up-to-date value plays, news, and everything that's going on in the world of daily fantasy in real time. So that's over at RotoGrinders on Twitter. Please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and obviously check us out at RotoGrinders.com and on our Facebook page. Till tomorrow, everybody, have yourself a great Monday night, and we will talk to you then. See you.